Hello, Internet, and welcome to the 352nd episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on Friday, September 3rd, 2021. First Badger football game of the season is tomorrow, which means it is officially football season. What wacky shit do you guys think we're going to see from this football season, both college and professional?
I don't pay that close of attention to college. Honestly, like, out here lately, I haven't even been, like, watching a lot of Badger football games.
Yeah.
Like, they always felt the same time as when I'd play flag football.
Right.
So, unless it was, like, a really big game, I would just kind of not watch. I missed our Illinois when we, like, blew the game to Illinois. We got done playing. I pulled up my phone to check the score, and it was a tie game. And I was like, wait, what? And I clicked on it, and Illinois was literally kicking the field goal to win the game. And I was like, what the fuck happened?
I heard that over the radio. Me and Jade had gone to some sort of, it was like a brewery slash like some sort of fair going on. And like my parents drove down north of Madison. We met them there. But we missed most of the game. So we got in the car when we were leaving, and I'm like fiddling with the radio. I'm like, I gotta try to find the game, and I finally get it, and it's like, wow, this has been such a turn of events here, folks. Illinois is lining up for the game-winning field goal. I'm like, what? I'm like, it's through. Illinois has upset Wisconsin. And I'm just slamming my head on the steering wheel. Oh, okay, the season's over. Yeah. Any chance of being ranked is now gone.
Mm.
Yeah. So college,
I guess. All right, then professional shit. Are we going to get, like, are we going to see another double doink this year? Are we going to see Lamar Jackson actually shitting his pants on the field instead of just scampering off moments before his career is ruined?
Are we going to see a cat just running around?
Oh, that's a guaranteed. We'll see one animal on the field this season. There's going to be weird shit to talk about every week. That's kind of the great thing about football, is that just there's hundreds and hundreds of snaps going on each weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those has got to be fucking weird.
Yeah. The glory of the sport. I don't know.
All right.
You know, I'm excited. I think. So you wanted to get screwdriver stuff for the game?
I don't know. I was just thinking like some cheap breakfast drink, you know?
Can we at least make it mimosas?
Yeah.
Can we swap the vodka for champagne?
Okay.
I'd be down to chip in if there's a price difference. The champagne's more pricey, but you can get cheap ass champagne.
Yeah, you can get a bottle of. Well, technically, it's not champagne unless it's.
Oh my god. It's not from the Champagne region of Italy.
Fucking, that is such.
It is weird that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's your roommate, by the way. Ian will bring that up sometimes.
That is such... Well, I'm actually a sophomore with credits energy. That, like... Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. Ugh.
Who gives a shit?
I'm a mimosa boy.
Huh.
At the end of the day. Dump it in a pitcher.
Yeah.
Orange juice and champagne. Get fucking lit. The game, the football, flag football game that we play is like canceled again, I guess.
So
I might just not even exercise tomorrow.
I might just get fucking blitzed at 10 a.m. living out the glory days of college all over again.
Yeah, and then Olive Garden in the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, you gotta get some bread in there to sop up the mimosas, you know?
But it's gonna be like 6 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ideal time.
Right.
You're just gonna have gut rot and a hangover at that point.
Gut rot. I'm gonna take it sleazy. I'm not gonna hit it too hard, but yeah. So that should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We got Rick and Morty on Sunday.
Yeah. Shit.
We've got What We Do in the Shadows in
half
an hour.
Yeah.
Whenever Lucas gets here.
This recording, however long it takes me to edit, and then a 10-minute drive to Burbank, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Catch up on our old shows. Me and Angel watched A Quiet Place, Part 1. We did not finish it.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the few times in my life where I've stopped a movie halfway through. We didn't have time.
Right, right.
To watch the whole thing last night, so.
That's an entire movie that you're there for the gimmick, right?
I don't know. It goes quick. It's only an hour and a half runtime.
Okay.
It's a pretty tight movie, you know? Like, there's not... So far, we're approaching the climax, you know? Like, the beginning of the third act is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's not... It's flown by. Like, it's pretty, it's tight narratively. Like, you're flowing pretty hard from one event to the next. So, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. There's been a few jump scares that I've thought were kind of cheap. And I'm, like, so interested in the lore. Like, I'm like, how did the spider monsters beat the military, though?
Yeah.
Like, what did they do against a tank? You know?
Ripped it apart.
They seem real strong, but a tank?
No, but the tanks make a bunch of noise, so...
Exactly. They're all going to attack the tank, and the tank's just going to fucking mow them all down.
Nope. Like, bulletproof.
Oh, they're completely bulletproof? They can't? I'm pretty sure they've already broken out the shotgun. I'm pretty sure he's going to at least wound one with a shotgun.
I'm pretty sure they did say a thing that, like, they're super fucking armored and that, like, you can't shoot them.
I mean, he's saying, like, weakness so far. So far, yeah, they haven't... Maybe that is the big reveal, but that's lame because they kind of have been setting up this shotgun the entire movie. I'm assuming, yeah, he's not going to finish one off with a shotgun, but... He's going to, like, wound one with a shot. And if you can wound one with just a standard pump-action shotgun, a fucking tank shell should be able to do the job.
No, it's like Lucas said, too loud.
No, exactly. That's my whole thing. Like, you're going to attract them to you. So it's going to be very easy to just systematically destroy them. Like, they have armor-piercing tank shells that are, like, depleted plutonium heads. Like, I promise you... It's going to do the trick.
Not strong enough.
Are they aliens, or how did they get here?
They didn't really talk about that yet.
Yeah, okay.
It seems like there was a slow ramp. Mm-hmm. Like, when they go into town, there's a big bulletin board with a bunch of missing persons. So I'm guessing it started off somewhat slowly. Like that, you know, they just a few people went missing here and there. And then kind of took over,
yeah.
And it became like a global, like, oh shit, what's going on? And like the last, like, major publications are just saying, like, it's sound, they're attracted to sound. Like, so that was like the last thing that we could get out before. So it took us a while to even figure out why they were doing what they were doing, like how they were so good at systematically destroying people. But. Yeah, no, like, so yeah, you take a tank, go into a major metropolitan area, or a fleet of tanks. We left, what, like 50 tanks in Afghanistan?
Oh, we have too many tanks. Again?
No, no, if those monster things would have landed in Afghanistan, it would have been a completely different story.
Yeah, the Taliban.
Those
using
people
US
are
equipment.
Armed to the teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, we have a lot of tanks. Like, we could definitely just take them out. We could. What are they gonna do against a plane? Like, choo choo choo. Shoot them, bomb them from the sky.
Right. Or what if? I mean, if this thing is that they're hypersensitive to sound, what if you just played some death metal? You know, what if you just completely overwhelmed what they could handle? Would their brains explode?
No, it doesn't seem like they're impervious, or like that they're really affected by really loud sounds. Like, I think they're fine with really loud sounds. They do have that as, like, a thing where, like, they go to a waterfall and they can, like, talk at normal volume because, like, the waterfall's loud enough that they can't distinguish between the waterfall and, you know, when you just talk at normal volume.
Oh.
The waterfall's louder than you are and stuff. So, like, there's that. They don't, like, betray physics.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, I guess if you... We're at, like, if you set up speakers in a huge radius, just blasting death metal, outward, then you'd be good inside the radius of speakers, but it's a lot of power. I don't know where they're getting electricity right now. Yeah. Like, Angel was like, maybe it's wind power, and I'm like, there's no turbines. Like, they're using a pretty significant amount of power, and, like, generators are how you would do that, and that's very loud, so...
Now, I want a Mars Attacks-style twist where a specific series of sounds will just wreck these dudes. What?
Yeah.
What was it in Mars Attacks?
It's the brown note. Makes you shit yourself. Makes humans shit themselves, but it kills the monsters.
I'm not willing to make that sacrifice, guys.
Yeah.
Martians' heads explode when they hear Slim Whitman's Indian love call.
There you go. Yeah, guys, Look, I know the brown note is an effective defense against these monsters, but I just think it's a personal health choice, and we don't know the long-term effects of shitting yourself. Pants. Like, yeah, it just, that might be worse than the monsters. I don't know. Like, Joe Rogan said, like, if you just wear, like, a suit of medieval armor, that's, like, as good, you know, like, the monsters can't kill you. It's totally good.
So I want to... So Joe Rogan tried the horse dewormer.
And a bunch of other stuff.
I don't think he tried it. Yeah, I think he
said he was taking a cocktail of drugs that he himself prescribed. I gotta find this. Because
Joe Rogan,
there was a bunch of
stuff.
The
elk meat guy. Like, yeah, of course he did. Yeah, this isn't the experimental cocktail that Trump was on. When he almost fucking died of COVID. Yeah. Like,
this is Joe Rogan's idea.
Where it was just like hardcore stem cell treatment and like actual, yeah, this stuff will work, but we can't possibly give it to every single COVID victim. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't that. It was, no, this is all the weird shit that people are claiming works. Like, cobra venom and shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
I saw that.
Like,
oh, yeah.
What about... the free vaccine that's available everywhere. Like, what the fuck? So.
I was on a phone call with my mom today, and friends of family friends, they got, a lot of them got COVID. Good number of them died or are dying from it, and it's like, you already... She, my mom shares my frustration with this, so it was an easier conversation to have, but it's like to see them do the mental gymnastics of, well, yeah, grandpa died, but, you know, he had had two strokes, so. And it's like, that's not what killed him. Yeah. It's not.
No, the strokes aren't what did it.
No, did not die of a stroke.
Literally would still be here today, right now, if he wouldn't have fucking been an anti-vaxxer, like. Yeah, no, I don't have much sympathy.
Right.
If you did not get the vaccine, look, man, you chose to do that, and not only do that, but to endanger other people. So if you have to pay the price, I find it hard to be sympathetic towards you. Like, this is a choice that you're admitting to a lot of times. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're literally like, yeah, COVID's probably real, but eh.
I mean,
so like, it's not even that they think it's necessarily a myth anymore. They've gotten to the point now where they acknowledge it's a real disease.
Yeah, no, because they're scared of it. No one would take fucking horse dewormer if they weren't scared of dying from COVID. But here's the thing. This has clearly never been about just a huge portion of the population not trusting science. Like, this is all... this is so deeply drawn along political party lines. Because these people are not afraid of quote-unquote untested medicine that I don't trust. They're putting fucking anything in their body as long as it's not the vaccine.
Right.
Because that's what Fauci and the rest of the non-Trump supporting population wants to do.
That is a specific subset of mm-hmm. people. I'm willing to say they're not a monolith, these anti-vaxxers. Right. Like, there are... a fuck ton of Democrats who are, yeah, just like, I don't know, it's, what if it's dangerous? Like, they're not all the same breed of tinfoil, like, crazy
that's
pants.
That's fair. Like, some of it, it's like, some of it I almost can understand where they're coming from with the logic. I know a lot of non-white communities early on were like, let's give this a second. Let's make sure, like, white people are taking it, like, all of this is cool. Because there is a history in the U.S. of treating those communities poorly and, like, guinea pigs without their consent.
Well, yeah, so they were literally experimented on. So, like, I think it's more understandable. Like, gotta still say, like, at a certain point, come on, guys, you still gotta get fucking vaccinated. Like, I know... I get it. Like, I know that it's different for you than it is for me, but still.
Now there's no
excuse. I still kind of don't. No, I still don't. Even at the time. Like, it was never above board. All the experiments that were performed on African-American and marginalized communities were very much secretive. Mm-hmm. Like, they were very much done under literal, like, CIA levels of, like, top secret. This is the exact opposite. This is the entire government, a Republican led administration and a Democrat led administration saying no, get fucking vaccinated, and then half the country getting vaccinated and nothing bad happening to them. Like, it's for me, it's just not the same. I get it. That holds more water to me than no, there's a microchip put in it by Bill Gates,
right?
But no, it's not a valid
no, I know that it's not valid. I'm just saying it is a little bit different than just a white person saying, yeah, there's a microchip in this. It's not that different, but it is somewhat different.
I can at least recognize that hesitation as coming from a genuine place, not just the 5G's out to get me or whatever.
But that's coming from a genuine place. They're fucking dumb. Like, the people peddling the theories don't believe it. They're literally in it for straight cash money. The people, reading the theories believe it, man. They're fucking idiots.
Or, like, okay, like, okay, a source.
They are coming from a genuine place.
Like, not, okay. Like,
yeah, but that place, like you said, place hasn't been hundreds of years of being oppressed. Like,
I agree, but, like, when the reason is, like, they're coming from a genuine place, like Andrew said, they're fucking terrified. They're putting weird, random-ass drugs in their body because they are really scared. Like, it is definitely genuine.
Do we have any idea if the people taking the horse dewormer or whatever other stuff, drinking bleach, I don't know, are, like, also getting the vaccine, and this is them thinking they're double protecting themselves? Or are they like, horse dewormer is my go-to, not a vaccine?
I cannot believe that there are people that are getting vaccinated and then also eating the apple horse paste.
Yeah.
I think that there were some people that were, like, open to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, look, if the FDA came out and said that ivermectin is an effective treatment, they wouldn't be dosing it out in, horse apple paste.
Yeah.
But, then it would be reasonable. Like, I do think people focus on the, like, it's a horse dewormer a little too much, not realizing that medicines have a lot of applications and, like, way weirder things have had, like, Viagra was not meant to give you a boner, but guess what? It's a really good drug to give you a boner. Like, you know, like, it's, that's not the weird part. The weird part is that, no, you're fucking insane. Like, there's just no medical basis for this being an effective treatment at this time.
Yeah.
If a medical expert came out and said, yeah, like, we're going to start using it in hospitals, we think it might actually, you know, help keep some of the symptoms at bay, then it would be a completely different story.
But it's the same thing as hydroxychloroquine, which I know that they found no connection to hydroxychloroquine being an effective treatment. But if they did, it wouldn't be by way of drinking pool cleaner. That's not exactly. Just because it has that thing in it doesn't mean you should drink a whole goddamn gallon of it.
They have ivermectin for humans. It's not a common prescription because it's
really dangerous.
A common infection in human beings. And it's in very small doses. So I guess if you were taking that and following the instructions on a fucking whim, you're not a moron, but you're definitely, like, there's no reason to be doing what you're doing, basically. But I don't know. I've heard stories from my family where, like, there were people that were actually like, I'm waiting on FDA approval. And then it did get approved, and then they did get it.
Okay.
So, like, there is maybe a little bit of a light there with, like I said, like, not a monolith. Some people genuinely, like, do think completely differently from the fucking tinfoil hat morons. But, yeah, like, by and large, we're never going to reach herd immunity. Like, there's not enough of those quote-unquote reasonable types, even though I still think it's stupid. Like, so, yeah.
Well.
It's, no, I don't think we're going to get there. I think one day maybe we'll find a treatment and then we'll move on.
People will just get it all the time and then take a drug to try to treat it.
Yep.
And it won't kill as many people. It'll still spread.
Exactly. But, yeah. It'll be like the flu. Like, you know, like we'll have a somewhat effective treatment. Old people will die of it a lot. And then we'll just move on with our lives, I guess, because no one wants to get the goddamn vaccine. Like,
Did you guys ever think we'd get here when, like, we were in middle school and H1N1 was a thing?
No, I mean, I was in middle school, so I didn't think much. I remember one kid had H1N1, or he claimed he had it, and was in the classroom when he claimed that he had it. I don't know if he was being truthful about that, but it was a little like, what? No, you can't be in here. Like, yeah, I've got the swine flu. And it was like, what are you doing? You're here. You're standing next to me. What the fuck? But yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
I think he was being an edgelord.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't think this wasn't on my most likely scenarios for bringing the entire world to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is, because boy, were we woefully unprepared, and boy, are there a lot of stupid people out there that are going to fuck over all of us.
Hmm.
And this is a virus with a very low fatality rate. Like, it's bad, but
yeah.
If it was
like serious, doubled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, right. If we're talking, this is at like 1.5-2%. If it was like 4.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, 1 in 20 people who get it die. Like, fuck, man. We got lucky. Like, there is, you know, if it's like Ebola and it's like 90% kill rate, then it wouldn't be spreading the way that it is. But yeah, if it was just like twice as deadly or 3 times as deadly, like, it would still be spreading and it would still be killing.
And there would still be a lot of people that would go like, look, dude, it's only a 10% kill rate. Like, you got a 90% chance of living. That's pretty good. 90%, that's an A-. I'll take an A-.
Fuck me, man.
I don't know. Maybe the Sigma variant will be that deadly, but also, like, chill, you know? Like a super cool, low-key cool dude. Yeah.
This virus is fucking dope. Gets all kinds of puss.
Yeah, this virus is a heat-seeking missile, man. It looks for people that that haven't been vaccinated, and then it... but not kids. it looks at people over the age of 25 that haven't been vaccinated, and also refuses to mutate because it's too fucking cool the way it is. And also, yeah, like, kills all the other variants. So then, yeah, it's pretty chill, man. It's the bro variant. God damn it.
This is life now.
Yup. We're in the quarantine cast, and there's no end in sight.
Maybe October, but none of us want that to happen.
Yeah, but yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, there's a
maybe more, an end in sight.
More likely than not, my end is in sight, one way or another.
Yeah, we never talked about that. What happens? Do we? Is that the death blow, or do me and Lucas continue on until we also return?
I think it's just the natural next step in removing me from the podcast altogether.
Cut Andrew out of three quarters of our released content.
Right.
No, I think that's the death blow. I think we gotta call it.
It. You know what? I'd almost be fine with that because it would be thematically appropriate. With this podcast being a thing that denotes life under quarantine, to end, not because we got this shit figured out, but because quarantine has just been so normalized that it's like, yeah, people are dying, but
come in anyway.
You got to come to the office, you know? Yeah. That's
wear your mask.
This is life now.
Wear your mask, social distance. It's very dangerous, but, like, our culture.
So, throughout the last 18 months, my company, still yet to be named, has put out a notice by email to every employee once a week, you know, that goes out to everyone that is registered to work in one of the buildings, like an in-person building. Yeah. And I would get them because technically I was still registered under an office. I wasn't a remote employee. They never did that to our department, even though we were all working from home. So I would see every week how many people would test positive in the company. And it was always zero. It was just a thing that they would send out once a week that says, over the last week, zero employees at this location have tested positive. Thank you. And then, like, every once in a while, you'd get one that would say, you know, like on a Tuesday, attention, one employee at this location has tested positive for coronavirus. You know, we will begin contact tracing and, you know, next steps, blah, 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 blah. That happened like once or twice over the last year. I get them like four or five times a week over the last month and a half. And
these people are actually going in.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It doesn't seem safe. That's been my thing. I have nothing against masks in like indoor spaces.
Right.
Now, when we're all just trying to live our lives, but forcing people to wear masks when they go into work seems like you're admitting that there's danger.
Mm-hmm. When it's been proven that this is a job you can do remotely. Yeah, now they're saying, come on in,
for a long time.
Wear a mask. It's not safe. Leave the safety of your home. Come in. You have to wear a mask though. It's just, yeah. It's worse in every single way.
For me, it makes zero sense. When it's safe, that's when everyone should return.
Right.
When we don't need these restrictions because it's safe and we're kind of past this whole thing, that's when we return to the office, right? Right?
And I mean that isn't even speaking to how we as a society kind of decided 4 months into this that, yeah, you know what? Restaurant, hospitality workers, you get in there. You put a mask on. That's fine. Which,
yeah.
And I know I'm a part of the problem for that. I've been hitting up my regular bar where people behind the counter have to wear masks. And like, yeah. I want things to be normal.
At least in California, we still have our unemployment protections in place.
Okay.
So like, for now, because Newsom would get recalled otherwise. So the people working in theory are working at will. Like,
right.
We haven't repealed unemployment and been like, basically, well, work or die. Like, in theory, those workers are, yeah, like they're there because they want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not a perfect system like that, but I don't know if that does anything to assuage your guilt, but it's... I guess that's what I've been telling myself at the very least. It's like, well, we still have unemployment protections in place, at least until Newsom survives the recall. Then maybe he'll recall. No matter what, they're going away probably after this recall. Like, either Larry fucking Elder is our new governor and he is repealing that shit day one, or Newsom continues, threat averted, and then he'll repeal all those, even though we're at a massive surplus because fucking everyone made a lot of money. All the billionaires made a fuck ton of money. So,
well, yeah. Get them out the right way, California.
Yeah.
All right, this has been... this has been a more of a bubbling over of anxiety than I thought this podcast would be, but feels good. Feels good to get that out there. Thank you all so much for listening to episode 352 of the Quarantine Cast. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, where we got a brand spanking new highlight clip. Thank you, Andrew. Be sure to send us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Send us money, either through our Patreon or the Anchor Podcast platform, if you want to help us keep the lights on. Donate to Act Blue using the description down below if you want to help a collection of great progressive causes. Follow us on Twitter at @V2_podcast for updates, and follow me at @LucasDeRider on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Weekends here, everyone. It's a long one. Be safe and enjoy it.